disease. You say last night she suddenly...
Got swine flu.
Okay.
Could have gotten last night. I can't get it now, though. I got our shots this morning.
Was taken ill.
Yeah, taken ill. Stricken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a person sat in a draft and began to cough, say last night he...
Couldn't catch cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, he's...
We get laryngitis. No.
Horse.
Which one?
Horse.
Horse, yeah.
Okay. If he began to sweat, and then he did that all night, say all night long, he...
Had chills and fever.
Okay. And if you want to refer to his perspiring, you'd say all night long, he...
All night, I'd say perspire.
Say what?
All
night long, he perspired.
You'd probably say perspired.
I think sweat, horses sweat, men perspire, women glow. No, sweat is applied to a horse.
Okay.
One of the few animals that sweat, I think. I think of a horse perspiring. Of course, sweat is used, sweatshirt. I mean, sweat is used. But
yeah.
The humans. You got Mary Ann?
No, I'm just going to put on some lights.
I think I need to finish up and leave you all alone. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Killed.
Okay. And any crude ways of saying that? Or?
You mean say he killed?
Or that he died?
Shuffled off the mortal coil. Expired, but that's too fancy a word. They just killed and died.
What about euphemisms for that, to get around saying that he died?
Oh, he passed away, went to sleep, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My class secretary was reading on our weekly this afternoon. He speaks of somebody, instead of saying dying, which I think is the only way to say it, say we lost our friend, our classmate, Bill Smith, last week. He passed away. Oh, hell, he says he went to sleep sometime. But I'm going to write him and I said, let me tell you something, Johnny. When I die, don't talk about I went to sleep or left us. He uses that word euphemism. So you say I died because that's what it did. Don't get that letter off yet.
If somebody died and you didn't know what caused it, you might say, and somebody asked you, you might say, I wasn't there, so I don't know what he died
from.
From?
You can end that preposition if you want to. Or of.
Of, I would say.
Oh, wait, you mean what preposition to use?
Yeah.
What he died of.
He died of.
I think I could use easily.
Either one.
This
huh?
girl is our tenant back there. We wait for a few minutes to blow the soul from this little. Hey, Mary Ann.
Hey, how you doing?
Come in, my dear.
Yeah,
I want you to meet Mr.
Hi.
And sit down and help us. Mr. Miller's almost through asking us a lot of questions about colloquialisms. He's a professor of the Augusta College. He's been picking my brain. They referred him to me. And I got Virginia here because she can answer more of them. But
it's just that you don't hear so well sometimes.
Questions about euphemism and colloquialisms and quaint native ways we have here. You know about them, don't you? You know about what we have here. Go ahead, Mike, and ask a few. You got 2-3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because he's almost through. In fact,
yeah,
he said,
I'm just about through.
Well, I want Mary Ann to listen to some of your questions. Yeah? You got any of them?
I like to hear them.
But it's everything.
Oh, dear.
You can ask more questions than I have.
We've gotten through just about everything up to this point, actually. Well, I know what I wanted to ask you. If somebody's in Thompson, right, and you're here, you would say, and somebody asks you where he was, you would say he's what? He's